This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Uttarakhand, at least 13 people were killed in an accident today on the Badrinath National Highway near Rainthodi in Rudraprayag district, where a tourist vehicle plunged into a gorge. 7 critically injured pilgrims were airlifted to AIIMS Rishikesh, while the other injured are undergoing treatment at the district hospital. According to reports, the vehicle was carrying 26 people when the incident occurred. Upon receiving the information, a rescue operation was immediately conducted by the district magistrate and police superintendent, supported by SDRF, fire services and district disaster management teams. All bodies have been recovered. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Uttarakhand Governor Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami have expressed deep condolences. The Chief Minister has instructed the District Magistrate to conduct a comprehensive investigation into the incident. At least 8 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar Division of Chhattisgarh today. In the gun battle, 1 Jawan of the Special Task Force was also killed and 2 other security personnel were also injured. A joint team of BSF, ITBP, District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force had launched a search on the basis of inputs regarding the presence of Maoists in Abujmad area of Bastar Division. An encounter took place this morning. The bodies of the killed Maoists, along with 2 rifles, 1 BGL launcher and other arms and ammunition, were recovered from the spot. The condition of the injured security personnel is reported to be out of danger. The search operation is still going on in the area. Tesam Pongte, MLA from Changlang North, has been elected unanimously as the Speaker of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly. The special session of the Assembly started with the election of the Speaker. Pro Tem Speaker Ninong Ering announced Tesam Pongte elected unopposed as the Speaker of the State Legislative Assembly, as there was no other nomination received for the post. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu distributed portfolios among his Council of Ministers. In the backdrop of the ongoing water crisis in the national capital Delhi, the BJP and the Congress today held separate Matki Por protests against the Delhi government. Protesting outside the residence of Delhi Water Minister Atishi, the BJP workers alleged that the government has failed to solve the water crisis in the city. Speaking to a news agency, Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat also said that it is an absolute failure of the Delhi government's distribution system. The Congress also held a Matki Por protest against the Delhi government at 280 locations in the city. The protesters, led by Delhi Congress President Devendra Yadav, demanded for the resignation of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. Meanwhile, Delhi Water Minister Atishi held an emergency meeting with Delhi Jal Board officials and took stock of the water crisis. Briefing the media after the meeting, she said the Delhi Jal Board is providing around 10 million gallons per day of water through tankers. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang inspected the Majua landslide site in the Rangang Yangang constituency, Namchi district today. At the relief camp at the tourism centre Yangang helipad, he distributed ex gratia, SDAY allotment orders, financial grants and other relief materials. The landslide on June the 10th claimed 3 lives and destroyed several houses and livestock. The CM announced 0.5 acre of cultivable land and 5 lakh rupees each for families who lost their homes. The 18th edition of the Mumbai International Film Festival began in Mumbai today with the screening of National Geographic's Billy and Molly, an Otter Love Story. The film was screened simultaneously in Delhi, Chennai, Kolkata and Pune. The documentary, directed by Charlie Hamilton James, is a unique story about a man who forms an unlikely friendship with a wild otter while living in remote Shetland Islands. The MIFF 2024 will be formally inaugurated in a grand ceremony at the NCPA Theatre in Mumbai shortly. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav is going to be present for the opening ceremony. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, India will take on Canada in their last group stage match at Central Broward Park Stadium in Florida this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.